Your Honor, I'm not suggesting we gave something up gratuitously. This is a contract. It was a bargain. We gave and we got. So I'm not at all trying to suggest we didn't get things in exchange for limiting our damages. What I'm saying is what we did not limit, what we did not explicitly exclude, we have, and we still have. We had a statutory right under 284 to interest. There is no case cited to this court, none, and we couldn't find one, which says that in drafting a contract, you must explicitly recite all of the statutory rights that you are reserving your entitlement to under the contract. If that were the case, contracts would be loaded with addenda of all the statutes that the parties were not surrendering under.
Is it your belief that the word damages includes interest or not?
In the contract? Absolutely not.
What about in the statute?
No. If you read 284, it says damages together with interest.
So if the word damages doesn't include interest, then how do you get interest under 271E4, which expressly states that this shall be the sole remedies available and uses the word damages?
Because, Your Honor, it doesn't tell you how to measure the damages. It just says you're entitled to damages. You have to look to the portion of the statute called damages, 284, which you would do under every section of this patent statute that relates to infringement.
No, you just said 284, the word damages doesn't include interest.
Yes.
So if the word damages doesn't include interest, and this says the only thing you can get is damages.
No, Your Honor, it doesn't. It says damages or other monetary relief.
Or, in the alternative, my English teacher, disjunctive and conjunctives. Are you allowed to get damages and other monetary relief, or damages or other monetary relief?
Absolutely, you can get them both.
And you get them both?
Of course. Of course, there's, and I hesitate to lecture the court on grammar, so I'm going to be very careful, but let me just answer your question. There are two forms of disjunctive phrases. We're going to have an English class here. There are exclusive disjunctives and non-exclusive disjunctives. Or is often used in common parlance to mean and or. Only when it's an exclusive disjunctive must you have A or B. And for example, very often in contracts, they will deliberately put a semicolon after a first phrase and then put the word or outside the semicolon and put a separately bracketed subsection letter A or B before the next phrase. Or is often used as a non-exclusive disjunctive.
So here, then, under this logic, then you're saying you could have also gotten treble damages under 271E4C.
But we excluded that, Your Honor.
No.
In the contract.
No. We're talking about the statute. I'm asking you whether the statutory use of the word damages includes interest. Your argument to me is it includes everything in 284. 284
right.
Includes treble damages.
Right.
I can't imagine how you could get treble damages under 280, 271, E4C, whatever.
Well, Your Honor, it would depend, as you well know, in order to get treble damages, you have to meet a certain standard in order to increase your damages. Willful infringement, for example. Now, it may well be that you could not demonstrate.
Don't you always willfully file an ANDA?
Yes.
Is there any argument that you're not willfully doing it?
Not that I can think of.
So then you would always be entitled to treble damages under 271E4C in light of your English language construction of.
No, Your Honor, I don't think so. Because under 4C, is the only time that you can get damages in connection with an ANDA. It says only if, right? Only if there has been commercial manufacture, use, offer to sell, or sale within the United States, etc. So it would have to be the activity that is covered by 4C that would have to be willful. Because this statute plainly says the filing of an ANDA itself, while an act of infringement, only allows you to collect damages if there is marketplace commercial activity of the type described in 4C. So the fact that the filing of an ANDA is willful does not entitle you to willfulness damages. The activity in the marketplace, the commercial manufacture, use, offer to sell, etc., must be willful because that's the only words of the statute, Your Honor, only circumstances in which you can get damages. So what I meant when I answered your question, so we're clear, is you file an ANDA, you're not entitled to treble damages for that. But suppose the activity in the marketplace thereafter constituted willful infringement of the patent, just as it would in any other patent case which didn't involve an ANDA. Of course you could claim that you're entitled to treble damages and you might or might not satisfy the willfulness standard. The statute covers it quite clearly.
The problem is your interpretation.